Then they waited in silence for what seemed a long time. The hooting of a distant owl was all the sound that troubled the dead stillness. Tom's reflection grew oppressive. He must force some talk. So he said in a whisper, "Hucky, do you believe the dead people like it for us to be here?" Huckleberry whispered, "I wished I knowed. It's awful solemn-like, ain't it?" "I bet it is." There was a considerable pause while the boys canvassed this matter inwardly. Then Tom whispered, "Say, Hucky, do you reckon Hoss Williams hears us talking?"
"Oh, of course he does. At least his spirit does."
Tom, after a pause,
"I wished I'd said Mr. Williams, but I never meant any harm. Everybody calls him Hoss."
"A body can't be too particular how they talk about these year dead people, Tom."
This was a damper, and conversation died again. Presently, Tom seized his comrade's arm and said,
"Shh! What is it, Tom?"
And the two clung together with beating hearts.
"Shh! There it is again. Didn't you hear it?"
"There!
Now you hear it?"
"Lord, Tom, they're coming. They're coming, sure. What'll we do?"
"I don't know. Think they'll see us?"
"Oh, Tom, they can see in the dark same as cats. I wish I hadn't come."
"Aw, don't be afeard. I don't believe they'll bother us. We ain't doing any harm. If we keep perfectly still, maybe they won't notice us at all."
"I'll try to, Tom, but Lord, I'm all a shiver. Listen."
The boys bent their heads together and scarcely breathed. A muffled sound of voices floated up from the far end of the graveyard.
"Look, see there,"
whispered Tom.
"What is it?"
"It's devil fire.
Oh, Tom, this is awful."
Some vague figures approached through the gloom, swinging an old-fashioned tin lantern that freckled the ground with innumerable little spangles of light. Presently, Huckleberry whispered with a shudder,
"It's the devil, sure enough. Three of 'em, Lordy, Tom, we're goners. Can you pray?"
"I'll try, but don't you be afeard. They ain't gonna hurt us. Now I lay me down to sleep.
What is it, Huck?" "They're humans. One of 'em is, anyway. One of 'em's old Muff Potter's voice."
"No, 'tain't so, is it?"
"I bet I know it. Don't you stir no budge. He ain't sharp enough to notice us. Drunk, same as usual, likely. Blamed old Rip."
"All right, I'll keep still. Now they're stuck. Can't find it. Here they come again. Now they're hot. Cold again. Hot again. Red hot. They're pinted right this time. Say, Huck, I know another of them voices. It's Injun Joe."
"That's so. That murderin' half-breed. I'd rather they were devils a dern sight. What can they be up to?"
The whispers died wholly out now, for the three men had reached the grave and stood within a few feet of the boys' hiding place.
"Here it is,"
said the third voice, and the owner of it held the lantern up and revealed the face of young Dr. Robinson. Potter and Injun Joe were carrying a hand-barrow with a rope and a couple of shovels on it. They cast down their load and began to open the grave. The doctor put the lantern at the head of the grave and came and sat down with his back against one of the elm trees. He was so close the boys could have touched him.
"Hurry, men,"
he said in a low voice.
"The moon might come out at any moment."